Writers can feel extremely alone, but I am tremendously fortunate to be part of wonderfully supportive socially, academic, and family groups. My deepest debts for this work are owed to those who have preceded me in establishing food studies as an accepted discipline. In countless ways, this work would not be possible without theirs. I have recommended many of their works in the suggestions for further reading and follow each entry and in the general suggestions that conclude the volume. But I have also benefited from the personal support and encouragement of many individuals, too many to name here, at gatherings such as the Conference of the Association for the Study of Food and Society and the Oxford Symposium of Food and Cookery. A more welcoming and nurturing group for scholars could not be imagined.